It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As you know, farmers, you're in a competitive business where you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. And that's why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to a company known as Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt. In a new plant in Bloomington, Illinois, they are turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products designed especially for United States corn and soybean growers. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand next week at Husker Harvest Days at Grand Island, Tuesday through Thursday. Brandt will be there waiting to see you at Lot 718. Want to be number one? Get yourself some worry-free performance producers from Brandt and lead the field. The Mexican man who was in the country illegally, charged with abducting and killing an Iowa college student, was known for years on the dairy farm where he worked by another name, John Budd. The farm where he worked maintains that they didn't know he was illegal, that their check of his citizenship did not show he was in the country illegally. From This Week in Agribusiness, the need to act and to act quickly on a new farm bill was stressed yesterday by the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. As House and Senate conferees on the farm bill met for the first time, Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts told the group, "It is not an exaggeration to say our nation's food and fiber production capability hangs in the balance with what we do here on this legislation." Roberts went on to say, "Time is of the essence." He said, let us work together to get this done. But work could be stymied by the differences between the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill when it comes to the SNAP portion of the Farm Bill, what we once called food stamps. The effort to tie work requirements to SNAP eligibility does not play well with Democrat members of that conference committee. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Minnesota Democrat Congressman Colin Peterson, said it makes no sense and it doesn't benefit those farmers one bit to relitigate how we got here, he said. Peterson added, we're all here for the same reason, to deliver for the people who count on programs within this bill. On the same day those 47 members of the conference committee started meeting, the Department of Agriculture came out with a report showing that food stamp eligibility is the lowest in more than a decade, paralleling the decline in unemployment. In the state of Tennessee, they have a very active race for the U.S. Senate, where the Democratic candidate is reported to have avoided paying more than $500,000 in property taxes. That's under a law written in 1976 designed to limit urban sprawl in the state of Tennessee. The Nashville newspaper says the candidate, the former governor, who, if elected, would be one of the richest members of Congress, was able to take advantage of that program because his properties produce hay. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.